Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, thank you. Thank you, choir. This morning, I want to share with us a message. A message we have titled Engaging the Power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Engaging the Power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will open our hearts to receive this word of truth that will help us to advance our lives and to advance our destinies in Jesus' faithful name. I want to take my reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 3. By the special grace of God, God helping us, we will provide screen, we will hang the TVs. We have them. We will hang them as soon as we are able to, so that it can benefit us. Isaiah 11. Isaiah is in the Old Testament. So if you're at the back of your Bible, you're in the wrong place. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
I really need you to be there. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you are looking for it, say, wait for me. Okay, I'll wait for you. And if you don't have a Bible at all, say, Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 3. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. I want you to flip across and go to Luke Gospel, the Gospel according to Brother Luke, chapter 2. I read verse 39. And 40. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him.
Amen.
I pray that the grace of God will fill our lives this morning.
Amen.
That the power of God will be made available to us.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
At the introduction of the earth, we'll see the Holy Spirit in action. Let me say to us, without the Holy Spirit, God cannot do anything. Without the Holy Spirit, God cannot accomplish anything. How did I know? Because if you go to the beginning of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, the introduction of the earth, not the introduction of God, God existed before the advent of the earth. Amen. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. So the one who created must be existing before what he created, right?
Yeah.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Suddenly, we see, and the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God brooded. The Spirit of God was over the chaotic situation in the earth. It was after the Holy Spirit had incubated the chaos. It was after the Holy Spirit had gone through all of it. Then God spoke. The Spirit of the Lord moved. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, then God said, if God had spoken before the move of the Spirit, nothing will happen. God said, let there be light. And there was light. The Holy Spirit activates everything the Word of God declares.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Word of God becomes ordinary logos without the Holy Spirit empowering it. Achievement of your destiny, achievement of my destiny, cannot be actualized without the Holy Spirit. Now let me say, what is the achievement of your destiny? Don't get yourself wrong. The achievement of your destiny is not to get a good job. It's not to buy a home or build a house. All those things are by the way. The achievement of your destiny and mine is to achieving the reason why we were created. That's still something that is a mirage for so many people. Many people are still so confused about why they exist, why they are still alive, why are you on earth, why did God create you? It's still a question that even philosophers are grappling with. And there's no way you can know it except the Holy Spirit himself reveals it to you. The Holy Spirit is a revelator. Is an enhancer. The Holy Spirit empowers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Holy Spirit that makes the Word of God to transcend you and I. And to go into the future. To translate up into the future. To affect the lives of our children. The Bible says in Isaiah 9 and verse 8, the Lord sent his word unto Jacob, and he lighted upon Israel. He spoke it to Jacob. The word affected a whole nation. The word spoken to one man became activated by the Holy Ghost to the extent that he affected. Mind my word. I didn't say it. I said he. Because the Holy Spirit is a person. There's something inside each and every one of us that God has started that only you can finish. Yes, Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. The only thing Jesus came to finish is the work of redemption. That's all. He finished the work of redemption. The work of salvation, he finished it on the cross. But every other thing he left for us to accomplish. That's why many times we pray and say, Lord, God help me to do, God help me, or God come and do rather. God do, God do, God do, God do, God do. God has done everything he needs to do. If I had time, I would have shared with us the seven things that Jesus left for us to accomplish. Maybe next week, I don't know. Because I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbors, there's something for you to finish. Oh, come on, say like you believe it. Praise the Lord. But man, how can I finish what I don't know? How can I answer a question I don't understand? If you look at 2 Corinthians, or 1 Corinthians rather, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. This is a very important scripture. Verse 10 says, but God had revealed them how? By his Spirit. What God created you for, that you are yet to know, that you are yet to find, can only be revealed to you. You've heard me say this over and over and over from this pulpit. Can only be revealed to you, to me, by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit searcheth all things. The Spirit searches out all things. Yes. Deep things of God can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit. Your destiny is deep.
Amen.
My destiny is deep.
Amen.
It's not a surface thing. It's not on the periphery. That's why even with the Holy Spirit, it will take hard work. But hard work that will be effective is hard work with knowledge.
That's
right. There is zeal that many have, but zeal without knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody getting me?
Amen.
There is a requirement. In this end time, the world is going pear-shaped. The world is becoming chaotic every day. Christians are relaxing. Evil is rising. Everything contrary to the word of God is rising. If you have listened to the news or read the news lately, for example, in London, a new mayor was voted in just about last week, and he's a Muslim. Do you know what that tells you? That there are more Muslims in London than there are Christians. It was between this guy and a Jewish man. United Kingdom is totally mortgaged to the Abu Dhabi. They own almost everything. But you find Christians praying, folding hands, no action. Very soon, that same parliament will be filled with Sharia law. You know, when somebody has bellyache, you know how it feels like. Very soon, Europe will have bellyache.
Mm.
And it's coming to America. I don't have any problem with human beings. But anything that is contrary to the will of God, I have a problem. Turkey. You know what people do now? They visit Christian relics, monuments that used to be Christian in nature. They are now broken down. People visit the ruins. There used to be a church here. Turkey used to be a Christian nation. Today is now an Islamic nation. Oh, on the dollar, we say, in God we trust. Now, we are getting close to defining which God. Very soon. 20 years time, 30 years time. If we keep on same. You know, I was meditating and God told the children of Israel. He said, the Philistines, the Canaanites, said, drive them out. Drive them out. All of them. Did Israel obey? No, they did not. Now they are having a big and heartache and life ache. Now they are surrounded by the same people. God, and the way these people multiply is amazing. It's amazing. It's just like in the political situation of this country, any politician that is against the Latinos, the Spanish, is doing so at his own detriment. Because very soon, when they cough, the whole of America will catch cold.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. Until we go back, Latinos are wonderful people. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm just saying. But then until this nation goes back to God, look at what our president is doing now.
Public schools.
Public schools by force. Every bathroom is available for transgender. So anybody can say he's transgender and enter any bathroom and rape somebody. They don't know yet the problems they are igniting. And then you terrorize people and say, if you don't do it, we won't fund you. If my spirit was not regenerated, there's something I would have said. Went to Africa, because Africa is stupid, and beggarly. If you don't accept this, if you don't accept that, we're not going to give you aid. Bring it to you, bring it to me. People terrorize you every day. If you don't do this and you know it's wrong, we won't give you this. Say, well, man shall live. And then we do it. A bishop who spoke boldly against the Muslims and what they are doing, now was challenged by Muslims. He now went to them and started begging them that he's sorry, he misspoke in the name of their Allah, the most merciful. Allah now is their most, is his own most merciful. He's a bishop widely, worldly known, widely respected. You see, if you don't have the real spirit, amen, you will function via any spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the unknown to be known, for the weak to become strong, for growth, for accomplishment. Here I'm talking about spiritual things. We need to tap into the seven spirits of God. That which Jesus, our brother, carried and came with, that he had without measure. By time, Jesus knew where to go. By time, Jesus knew what to do. His sojourn on earth was a success. He knew why he came. He followed why he came. He was committed to the reason he came for. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3 verse 1, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead." He has the seven spirits. He has the seven stars. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are destined to do exploits.
Amen.
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 Nobody is born to become a mediocre. Nobody is born to just get by. You have to snap and wake up.
That's right.
Wake up, brethren. Wake up. Things are happening in the same city where you and I are. And we're acting every day as if there is nothing. There are too many things going on that you and I can be involved in. I asked the workers this morning, after the powerful message we had last week that should motivate, how many of us acted and took steps? How can you do exploits if you're not connected to the source? Job 22. Job 22. I read from verse 21. Actually, I have to read 21 to 30 or 21 to 29. Acquaint thyself, acquaint now thyself with him, that is with God, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou wilt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then you shall say, there is a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. First, acquaint yourself with him. That's the thing. Connect first to the source. Connect first. And it's not a one-time connection. It's a day-by-day connection. It's a daily connection. A burning desire on a daily basis. A burning desire to be enlisted in God's time and time harmony. We read this morning, don't follow your own thing alone. Don't be too ambitious that you don't get division from God. Pursuing things that will not survive the fire of God. Selfishness makes us to become overly ambitious and pushing God aside. The world is in trouble, folks. The nations of the world are in trouble. America is not too big to fail. Hallelujah. America is not too big to fail. Because if we are not careful, failure is imminent. We're getting close. We're getting close. There. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, one of my most favorite scriptures, Proverbs 24, verse 13 and 14. It says, my son, eat thou honey, for it is good, and the honey comb, which is good to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be when you find it. When you find the knowledge of wisdom, if any man seeks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, without any shadow of a doubt in his heart. I'm paraphrasing. He says, then you make your prayers. Let me read that scripture. Proverbs 24, verse 14. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then shall there be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off.
Amen.
When you find it, you will have it.
Amen.
But how can you find it if you are not looking for it? How can you look for it if it's not the Holy Spirit that is your touchlight, with which you are using to look for it and to find it? The Bible says carnality is an enemy of God. The carnal mind can never please God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So how do I engage the power of the Holy Spirit? This is not an exhaustive list, but I just want to give us five things quickly. Luke chapter 4. Verse 18 and 19. The book was handed over to Jesus, and he read from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus found his purpose. This is what is written about me. Brethren, there is something written about you.
Amen.
You have to find it. And it's only with God. It's only in the Word of God. You can engage the Holy Spirit and go to God in the place of prayer. Lord, reveal your plans to me. Your plan for my life. What is your plan for my life, O Lord? Spirit of the living God, what is your plan? I want to know your plan so that I can walk in your plan, so that I can do your bidding. When you are so thirsty and hungry for that, I can tell you categorically, revelation will begin to flow.
Amen.
And because God reveals it to you, doesn't make it easy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as soon as you find it, and you rise up to step into it, all hell will break loose.
Right.
You fight another battle. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And many are not doing it because they are afraid of the fight. God wants to use you as a doorway to release his power. Jesus knew he rose. Yes, I'm a conduit to preach, to heal, to deliver, to set free. You too, you are a conduit. I too am a conduit. So Jeremiah, he said, from your mother's womb, I have anointed you, I appointed you to be a prophet. There's something God appointed you to be. That is what will motivate your life every day. Every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God. Show yourself approved unto who? Unto God. A workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He says in Colossians 3:16, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. How can you even teach somebody else? You better be careful who counsels you. You better be careful who advises you. Do they have the Spirit of God? Do they have the Word of God? Hallelujah. Are they advising you based on revelation that you can check out in the Word of God? Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We have put Bible study in place. Maybe the only time you receive the word of God is when you come to church. During the week, you do nothing about the word of God. Even when we say it's Bible study time. You see, one of the things that freaks me is, at Wisdom Assembly, we've made everything as simple as can be. Praise the Lord. That is, in the comfort of your home, you can call a prayer line or a phone line, and you can sit down and receive study of the word together with the brethren. But even with that, some are still too busy. Amen.
Amen.
And when trouble comes, you won't come and trouble us. When you could have been growing in the spirit, they did all that was required of them. And then the child grew. They are growing in the spirit. You can challenge your challenger. If you have a problem and you come to the pastor and we ask you, have you listened to the word that is freely on your phone? That is freely on the website? Because the situation you say you have, we have addressed it. But if you don't pay attention to it, now you want personal ministration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Call in. Invite your friends and family. Get your Bible. Get your notebook. One of my sons suggested that for question time, we should have a dedicated email that people can just email their questions. And we're going to work on that. It's a brilliant idea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible study. Before, you would drive from all over the place and come to church. We thought, okay, that's cumbersome because most of us don't live around this area. You know, let's do it from home. We still find people who they would rather do something else than to do that. Number three, have your heart purged and right before God. Have your heart purged. The Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word. our society now is giving our children substitutes, damaging substitutes. Let me tell you something. I teach people, I teach in Bible school, and one of the common denominators we have found out is that seeker-friendly churches don't ground you in spiritual things. They massage the emotions. Youth ministries are not raising up quality leaders, spiritual leaders. They're having fun. If a young person does not change by the word, there's nothing that will change them. Go for all the conferences in this world. Go where they have 100,000 youth shouting, hooing, hying, hoo, ah. In the same place, they will commit fornication. In the same place, somebody else will get pregnant. In the same place, a 13-year-old will be raped. Because the word is not doing anything. Now, some of our young people here, you are more than 23 years of age. I got born again at the age of 23. In fact, one of my sadness is that I was too old. It's not because I didn't hear the word, it's because I rejected it.
Right.
I wanted the world more. And you know what? Not many people have escaped the world. But thank God I escaped it. You will escape it.
Amen.
I said you will escape it.
Amen.
Believe me sincerely, you are a young adult here. There is nothing that is enticing you that we have never done before. There is nothing new. Nothing new. I'm not proud of some things, but we did some crazy stuff, if not for the grace of God. If not for the grace of God, living in the back of my trunk, the back of my car, for weeks, going from one discotheque to another, traveling thousands of miles to go and dance, for the devil. One of my friends that was here some time ago, you saw him, he showed us on the screen. A railway day. When he was dancing for the devil, he even looked like the devil himself. even for the grace of God. You see him throwing his hammer. And then in church, spiritual songs are being played for us to dance to the glory of God. You see, as if God is so boring. They dance a lot in hell, though. Amen. Because the Bible says that with their fire never quenches. The fire bites. Continuous exercise in pain. That will not be your portion.
Yeah.
I said that will not be your portion.
Yeah.
David cried. Create in me a clean heart, O God. You see, when we say go before the Lord and pray, it's not for bread and butter. Lord, we want food. We don't have food. You can be on your knees for an hour and talking to God. Cleanse me. Sanctify me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Let me tell you something. You will get to a level to sin, to commit fornication, to commit adultery will be too difficult. You won't even remember how to talk to a woman anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 51 verse 10. Create in me a clean heart. Purge my heart. Purge my life. Because every day you are being bombarded by every evil thought. By things you don't want to see. Satan will bring it to your face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have your heart purged. Number four. Learn to wait on God in prayer and fasting. Don't wait until the church calls a fast. Go and be fast by yourself. One thing I found out, when the stomach is hungry, it growls, right? When the spirit man is hungry, there is a void that nothing else can fill but to go before God and lay flat in the place of prayer and go into a quiet place, switch off your phone, and begin to deal with situations in the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
Learn to wait in the place of prayer, becoming addicted to the presence of God. Need your presence. How do you feel when you feel as if the presence of God is not going where you are going? You become troubled. Isn't that true? You become troubled. You start praying in the Holy Ghost. You start bringing God into your situation. Amen?
Amen.
That spirit, the spirit of God, the spirit of power, the spirit of performance, the spirit of sharing good news, the spirit of boldness that your friend will call you and say, bro, or sis, so is happening. You say, let us pray. Oh, my husband is being cantankerous. Let us pray. Not, eh? Ah! You have to divorce that guy. Anybody that tells you to divorce your spouse, run. Wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are engaging the Holy Spirit empowers you to be so bold to do the impossible, what you will not naturally do. He will help you to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody listening to me?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Number five, control your thoughts. Control your thoughts. Your life can never exceed your thinking. I'm giving you the true word of God. Your life can never grow beyond your thinking. Anything you are thinking about, guess what? You will pull your life after you. You will drag your destiny following your thoughts. Your destiny follows your thinking. Pastor Harris' daughter, you find this thing on YouTube. Her name is Grace Addition. If you go and check it, you'll see what I'm talking about. She delivered a speech in a high school. I was too impressed. She was bold to talk about Jesus. She was bold, telling her peers and all the panel how you should eject negativity from your life. How your thoughts move you towards your destiny, towards the thing or the place God created you for. always tell my wife, I said, dress for the place where you are going, not for the place where you are. Is somebody hear me? Dress up for the place where you are going, not for where you are. When the children of Israel were going to leave Egypt, they dressed up for where they were. They dressed up for freedom. They dressed up for higher ground. They didn't wear the garb of the slavery. Yes, they didn't leave that mentality. Let your appearance speak. Oh, you might say, we live in America, nobody cares about how you dress. Yes, they do. They do. I'm not everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Control your thoughts. Let your thoughts be in alignment with the word of God. Let your thoughts be in alignment with the will of God. If not, the Holy Spirit cannot abide there. How do you think the Holy Spirit will abide in your mind where dirty thoughts are what you are marinating your life in? Huh? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, and I'm closing, we'll pray shortly. Casting down imaginations. Casting down what? Imaginations. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Satan is tempting you to do this. You bring that thought down. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring them down. Everything contrary in your mind that is not pushing you in the direction of your destiny. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For lo, to be carnally minded, thinking evil, negative, dirty thoughts, he says, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You engage the Holy Spirit in your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity with God. The carnal mind is an enemy of God, for it is not subject to the law of God. And when I watch people, if you are not subject to the law of God, the Bible says you are condemned already. You are living, but you are condemned. Verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do you know every thought you think and you are allowed to manifest in your heart is a prophecy that will come to pass tomorrow? Every thought today is a prophecy for tomorrow. Every thought today, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul, even as your thinking. The thoughts of your mind is prophecy that will come to pass tomorrow. Job said, what I fear the most has come upon me. He was thinking about it. This will happen one day. This will happen one day. And it happened. That's the power of the mind. What you envision will definitely come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read the final scripture. I have many I could read. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 19. And then we'll stand, and I want you to pray. Jeremiah 6, verse 19. I hope that I've spoken to you in a way that will motivate you to grow spiritually.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 19. He says, "Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon these people, even the fruit." Did you read that? Even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, or rejected it. Let me read it again. Can somebody read it from the Amplified for me, please? Jeremiah 6:19, Amplified Bible.
Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing evil upon these people, the fruit of their thoughts, their schemes and devices, because they have not listened and obeyed my words. And as for my law, they have rejected it.
Even God said, if you have evil thoughts, it's because you have rejected his word, and it will bring evil upon that soul. I pray it will not be removed.
Amen.